Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Turn on, leave on.
Tom in Somerville, you are on the air. What's up, Tom?
I'm going up to Overboard. I'm just being the missus, just going for a little weekend getaway.
Oh, a little Love Shack action. Okay, I hear you. And for those out there, a little self-promotion here, what app are you using to listen to us?
Oh, that old dad, however you say it.
I tried.
First time I ever was listening to y'all, driving on 26, and there was a little commercial about it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try this, and sure enough, it's changed my life. So it's a good thing to have.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
Turn on, leave on. Afternoons 3 to 7 on The Fan, Upstate.
Listen on your phone. Download the Odyssey app and search
The Fan,
Upstate.
Hey, Greenville, travelers rest and easily. You're in the game with The Fan.
Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. We will get to Cincinnati Bengals, the New Orleans Saints, the San Francisco 49ers, and more, an injury-riddled Wednesday training camps around the National Football League. But we do have a piece of breaking news want to get into the show here as it concerns college football and the University of North Carolina. So we told you earlier this week that North Carolina, the general manager, whatever his title is, Mike Lombardi, Bill Belichick's right-hand man, his consigliere at North Carolina, who claimed, Mike Lombardi did, that North Carolina would be the 33rd NFL team. The 33rd NFL team. Hard to be the 33rd NFL team when you go 4-8 in college football. Mike Lombardi earlier this week was placed on administrative leave for an unknown HR violation, someone putting forth a complaint that used to work for North Carolina football. So North Carolina just put out a statement, North Carolina football did, this morning. And this is courtesy of Bruce Feldman from The Athletic. Quote, as a result of concerns behind allegations that led to the personnel action regarding Michael Lombardi announced on July 27th, a.k.a. Monday, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, through its Office of University Counsel, is in the process of investigating this matter. Because this involves confidential personnel issues, the university will not comment on the nature of the allegations or discuss personnel information. So obviously, this is kind of like a non-statement by North Carolina. They're just putting out there, yes, we are aware of what's happening. We're not going to tell you anything until we know more, but that's what's happening right now. I don't know or claim to know Michael Lombardi personally. He's actually come on. He's been on You Better You Bet before. Been a guest. We've been on the air for 7 years. 8 years? 7 calendar years, 8 football seasons since 2019. He's been a guest on the show before. I don't know him personally. But all you need to do, and I'm not insinuating that anything horrible has happened. I have no idea. Just that if you read what a lot of people write and listen to what a lot of people say that are familiar with this guy, it doesn't seem like this is the biggest surprise of all time. And again, like, this doesn't have to mean this is something like a horrible crime has been committed. This could be like he's yelling at a staffer who didn't like. I have no idea. Who knows, right? Just that doesn't seem to be a huge shock based on people that know him and what they are saying. I don't know him, right? Maybe he's a saint. I don't know. Maybe he's a great guy. But what we have now for North Carolina is the longest, like the latest rather, in a long line of black eyes for this program since Bill Belichick took over. And look, I fell for it. When North Carolina announced it was hiring Bill Belichick, I'm like falling all over myself here. I'm an NFL guy through and through. And I know, and I'm not going to do the whole Bill Belichick career Rolodex thing, but just that, you know, the greatest head coach in the history of the National Football League and the greatest defensive coordinator in the history of the National Football League as well. And I was pissed that the Atlanta Falcons, for instance, like brought Bill in for multiple interviews and then hired Raheem Morris at the 11th hour. And it's not an anti-Raheem Morris thing, but it felt like this was done, and there was reporting on this from ESPN that this was kind of like people wanted to embarrass Bill Belichick, and the NFL wanted to embarrass Bill Belichick. Because, you know, he had the reign of terror with the Patriots, and did they cheat, and all the other nonsense, etc. The NFL felt like he was trying to send him a message, and I didn't like that as someone who is a student of the history of the game. And understands Bill Belichick's rightful place in the history of the game. And it wasn't necessarily that I felt like in year one, North Carolina was going to win the title. Although I expected them to be way better than they were. We're now a year into this. The season's starting soon. North Carolina's win total. And we're in an NIL age, where Kurt Cignetti won a national championship at Indiana. And at Indiana, won the Natty. And was in the playoff the year before. Where Texas Tech, who was once known for Patrick Mahomes and Cliff Kingsbury, and Mike Leach and high-flying offenses that never amounted to anything in terms of like big-picture results. We now live in an age where if you've got money, you can win. If you've got money, you can win. North Carolina is not exactly lacking for famous or rich alum. And Bill Belichick, like, out of all the coaches in the history of the game, yeah, like, this guy can't get enough NIL money to build the 33rd NFL team. North Carolina's win total this year at BetMGM is 4.5. 125-1 is North Carolina's price. Not to win. Listen to me here. This is an important distinction to draw. Not to win the national championship. To win the ACC. Not the SEC. Not the Big Ten. Not even the Big 12. 125-1 to win the Atlantic Coast Conference. You better you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. And we look and think about the laundry list of pathetic events and things that have occurred since Bill Belichick took over. And I am not a Bill Belichick hater. I want him to succeed. I think it would be great if North Carolina were good. I'm a Giants fan. I grew up with him as the defensive coordinator of my favorite team, helping the Giants to win Super Bowls 21 and 25. His game plan for Super Bowl 25, which is the first Super Bowl I remember watching from start to finish, his game plan for that game, Giants 20, Bills 19, January 27th, 1991 in Tampa, Florida. His game plan, which is basically allow Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas to run for over 100 yards, and the Giants would win the game if that happened. They did. Is in Canton, is in the Hall of Fame. I want this to go well. It hasn't. And there have been many embarrassments along the way. Do you remember the season opening game for North Carolina last year? Monday Night Football, right? Against TCU. And North Carolina took an early 7-0 lead. And the camera shows Belichick on the sideline, and he's grinning like the Cheshire Cat. And social media is ablaze, including me. I'm caught up in the excitement. Oh my God. North Carolina football, Bill Belichick. Yeah, final score. TCU 48, North Carolina 14. Bill Belichick last year lost to Cal, Duke, not in basketball, in football, Duke, Wake Forest, and I understand Duke had a good year. The point is that Bill Belichick's losing to Duke. Duke, Wake Forest, NC State. 4-8. all the nonsense with Jordan Hudson. And, you know, this is my opinion. I don't care if you agree with this. As a girl dad, as the dad of a girl, he's a creep. He's 70. Well, how old is Bill Belichick? In his 70s. Dating a girl in her 20s. He has no business doing this. And for any man out there in the audience listening or watching this being like, yeah, good for him. He's 74 years old. Yeah, good for him. I guarantee you this. If you were the father to a girl, you would not feel that way. I promise you. I promise you that. He's got no business doing this. No business. 25 years old. It's pathetic. I'm sorry. It is. It is. And now this Mike Lombardi stuff. Like, what a shock, right? Based on what a lot of people are saying. All the things that I've just laid out for you. The disaster against TCU. All the losses to, like, it's beneath Bill Belichick to be losing to Cal, right? Jordan Hudson. All that nonsense. Pablo Torre finding out. Mike Lombardi. Do you know what the biggest black eye on this is for Bill Belichick? The most pathetic thing on a CVS receipt worthy list of pathetic things for Bill Belichick at North Carolina? One word. Apathy. Now I'm talking about it right now. I am. Because I'm infuriated by it. I want this to go well. How many people do you think really care about North Carolina football this year? How many? How many? Last summer, this was a huge story because it was year one. What's this going to be? Is Bill Belichick going to work his magic here? Is Carolina going to be in the mix in the ACC? Could they make the college football playoff? Does anyone think that now? Does anyone say that? Does anybody care? Does anybody care? When you talk about college football with your friends, do you talk about North Carolina? When you talk about games you're excited for this season, does North Carolina ever come up? Think about how pathetic that is. The greatest head coach in the history of the National Football League is coaching college football, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Sad. 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 I almost can't believe that this is where we find ourselves right now. How about this? Courtesy of our friend Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, friend of the show. Quote, ESPN closing on a deal for a, quote, Last Dance-style documentary for LeBron James. LeBron would have a camera crew with him this season in Philadelphia. So the implication there is that this would be LeBron's final season, if that's, I'm guessing that. Then LeBron, I feel like he wants to play two more years. I got to tell you, this would be the classic LeBron thing of all time. Would be like, let's do a Last Dance documentary, and then he would come back for another season, and then have to film him again. just very funny. Now, I like LeBron. I enjoy LeBron. I'd like for LeBron to stick around for as long as he'd like, because I think he makes sports more interesting. This stuff is going to piss a lot of people off. But say what you want about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's approval rating's pretty high. Like everyone, and of course a function of this is COVID, obviously, and there's no sports going on. We treated The Last Dance with Jordan like it was Game 7 of the World Series. Like a cultural event during COVID. Cultural event, right? I don't think people will treat a LeBron James Last Dance documentary quite the same way. And look, you know, if you were asked about it by senators of the United States, like, hey, what'd you think of Michael Jordan's documentary, The Last Dance, during COVID while we were all inside? You know what you could do under your constitutional rights? Take the Fifth. This is a great country, man. The United States of America. And I mean that sincerely. We'll take a break. And on the other side, Injury Wednesday in the National Football League, the 49ers, the Saints, and the Bengals, chief among them. Presented by BetMGM.
Jerry Jones is all in and open to trading for a player.
I'd give up future to add to where we are today.
Will the Cowboys trade for Raiders star Max Crosby?
Westwood One Sports.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risen Kizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
In 200 feet, turn right. Then apply to refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Huh?
Navy Federal offers low rates that can help you save every month on your auto loan.
Wow, I can get all that with Navy Federal?
You sure can, good buddy.
Refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal to get on the road to better rates. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto-refinance. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
It's no secret, today's diesel isn't as good as it should be. Diesel lacks lubricity. That can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. But you can prevent those issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at HotshotSecret.com. Hotshot Secret. Powered by science.
From the Ingles Market Studio.
Tigers, Gamecocks, Panthers, Paladins, and Rebels. Punch your ticket to the best local sports. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg. Always streaming wherever you are on the Odyssey app. The Fan.
Upstate.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolinas' most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 89. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Right now, 75.
The Fan Upstate.
Here's how to get in the game.
On your radio at 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search The Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
TheFanUpstate.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.